terrible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, he'll preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
he'll erase your past. Delivered my friend's mother from a 30-year drug addiction. Don't you tell me God can't work miracles. To the Lord's goodness. Lift those hands.
I've seen him do it.
There's nothing impossible. Even if you're going through the greatest trial of your life, just hold on. It's going to be all right.
Say K2HR, 104.3 FM. And K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Привет, Portland. My name is Baruch Avramovich. I am inviting you to a Russian show, Back from USSR, on cable radio every other Sunday at 9 a.m. See you there.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to the temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available on our website. The Development and Events Committee meets on the fourth Monday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and the station. Today we have a full hour broadcast for you, with an archival lecture dating back nearly a decade. Here is Mufti Mink with a lecture entitled Gratitude, The Path Toward Righteousness.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه وبعد. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and to bless every single one of us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to utilize these powerful nights of the month of Ramadan the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan are very different from the first 20 nights of the month of Ramadan. They have within them one night which is more valuable than 1,000 months. That is 84 odd years. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who can at least add a few extra acts of worship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Ameen. Gratitude is something that is extremely important, and that is the subject we have to discuss tonight, inshallah. If someone does something to you, if you do not thank them, they may be upset. And sometimes as human beings, when we do something for someone, human nature at times makes us at least feel that we want them to say thank you very much, or jazakumullahu khaira, may Allah reward you and recompense you. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of gratitude. And he says, the one who is not thankful to people, how is he going to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When a person does something for you which is material, which you can see, you can notice, they've helped you, they've given you something, they've benefited you in one way or another. And if you cannot be grateful for that which is in front of you, clear, apparent, then how are you going to be grateful of the Creator who has given you many hidden gifts which sometimes require lots of deep thinking in order to understand? So this is why a sign of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you start off by thanking those who do things for you directly here in your life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit every single one of us, inshallah. And we ask Him to make us from those who are gratitude, from those who are grateful, full of gratitude. And at the same time, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from ingratitude. The reality is, gratefulness and gratitude is not only lip service. It is not only something that is meant to be by tongue and then it stops there. If that is what we think gratitude is, then let's learn something tonight, inshallah. Let's go through the verses of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Many, many different places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His great of gratitude and the gifts He's given us and how grateful we are meant to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can take heed. Also, we need to realize that whenever Allah has praised Himself or He has asked us to praise Him, it is part and parcel of gratitude. To praise by the tongue, praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah, thanks be to Allah, Allah is the greatest. All these words are part and parcel of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the opening verses of the Quran that we repeat in salah every single raka'ah, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All gratitude belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, who is the Lord of the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that the praise actually belongs to Him. He is the owner of praise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand that. And the opening verses are such, one of the reasons for that is because we need to realize the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The biggest gift is the gift of belief and iman. If we can believe in our own Creator without associating partners with Him, that is the biggest gift, inshallah, and we will come to notice that in tonight's verses. The first thing I'd like to go through is the command where Allah instructs us in some of the verses saying, be thankful, don't be ungrateful, be thankful. Listen to the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
O you who believe, eat from the good that we have granted you in terms of sustenance and be thankful to Allah if you worship Him alone. Which means, a sign that you worship Allah alone is that you are grateful to Him, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You realize that even if an individual has given you something, it is Allah's acceptance and Allah's permission through which that person has actually helped you and assisted you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Nothing that happens to you or me is mere coincidence. It is the plan of Allah as a test for myself and yourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can pass our tests, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter instructs us again in another verse of Surah Al-Baqarah.
فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Remember me and I will remember you. Allah says, if you bear me in mind, I will remember you. I will ease your difficulties. And Allah says, and be thankful and do not be ungrateful. That's an instruction, a command and a prohibition in one. The command and instruction to be thankful for all of us, and the prohibition to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never ever be from amongst those who are ungrateful and who show ingratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. He tells us, I have created man. The fact that you are living is a gift. You need to be grateful for that. The fact that you have life is a gift. It gives you an opportunity to earn rewards to get to heaven, or to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn forgiveness. The fact that you are alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be grateful for that. Look what he says in Surah Ad-Dahr. He says, we have created people, and there are two types. They fall into two categories when it comes to gratitude. There are those who are grateful and those who are ungrateful. There are those who accept and those who deny.
إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا.
People fall into two categories. Allah says, we have guided them the path. They are either grateful or they are either ungrateful. Kafur. Notice the term ingratitude is very close to the term disbelief. If you say kafara, it would mean a person who has disbelieved or to disbelieve. And it would also mean to be ungrateful, because a disbeliever is in fact very ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ingratitude. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says part of gratitude is to believe, because the opposite of kufr is iman. The opposite of disbelief is iman. And the opposite of ingratitude is definitely shukr. And part of shukr is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is all intertwined. Then Allah continues in Surah Ad-Dahr and he says,
إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَلَاسِلَ وَأَغْلَالًا وَسَعِيرًا.
For those who are ungrateful, for those who disbelieve, for those who reject, for those who show ingratitude, we have prepared chains and we have prepared a painful torment, a punishment, and they will be cast therein. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not punish us. Remember, these little du'as that we are making on a daily basis whilst we are speaking are actually not little. They are so powerful that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts even one of them, wallahi, we have succeeded. May Allah grant us success. And this is why it is important that whilst we are speaking, if we mention heaven, we should ask Allah to grant it to us. If we mention hell, we should ask Allah to protect us from it. If we mention any good point, we should ask Allah to make us from those who are good. If we mention any bad point or point of evil, we should ask Allah to protect us. That is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so that when he used to read verses of the Quran, he used to stop where the punishment was mentioned and say, Ya Allah, protect us from it. Where goodness was mentioned, he used to say, Ya Allah, grant us from it. Where certain things of belief were mentioned, he used to say, Ya Allah, make us from the true believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the adoption of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that I have given man so much, but man definitely is very oppressive and very ungrateful. Listen to what he says in Surah Ibrahim. He says,
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ.
If you try to count the gifts of Allah upon you, O man, you will not be able to do that. Because there are so many gifts that you take for granted. So many things you don't even realize they come from your Creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, we have given man so much, but man is oppressive and highly ungrateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from those who are oppressive, nor should he make us from those who are ungrateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah and in many other places in the Quran, but we will quote the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
Allah gives man from his virtue, from the gifts of Allah, from his virtue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he bestows a lot upon man, but man does not thank. Most men are not thankful at all. La yashkurun, the term here that is used is not thankful at all. Allah says most men do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we not be from amongst those. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are so many gifts. This is the month of Ramadan. Do you know that we have gifts in the month of Ramadan? Yes, some might look at the fast as a burden, but wallahi the benefits that the fast have are so great. They not only create a barrier between ourselves and the punishment of Jahannam, but they help our bodies and they detox our bodies. It is extremely healthy to fast and to abstain from food, subhanallah. When the doctor tells you to diet, then everybody listens. When Allah tells you not to eat, people start feeling lazy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make us from those. I think all of us who are here, inshallah, we fast for the sake of Allah happily, with full belief and conviction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. And the fast is not difficult. Many non-Muslims think we fast for one whole month. If that was the case, we would be dying. We fast on a daily basis from dawn to dusk. That is what we fast for. And yes, then every day we will add to the next day until the month is over. But it doesn't mean we abstain from food and drink for the whole month. I think 3 days down the line, most of us would be collapsed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So that is a misunderstanding some have. Allah says, He has been really granting us a favor by making it easy for us. When to eat, when not to eat. Over and above that, he says, if you are on a journey or if you are sick, you don't have to fast. You can fast later. You can make it up later. Allah says, no, you have the option. If you are sick, if you cannot manage, a woman who is breastfeeding, for example, a woman who is pregnant, for example, she has the option of fasting or not fasting, depending on her capacity and capability. If someone is sick or traveling, depending on the level of the sickness or the journey of the travel and how difficult it is, they have the option not to fast. They will not be sinful on condition that they make it up outside the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that, He gives you a day of Eid, a day of happiness after your fast in order to declare the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what He says in Surah Al-Baqarah.
وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
You see the word shukr coming into play. Allah says He wants you to complete the prescribed time and He wants you to declare the greatness of Allah on the day of Eid when you are over with the fasting in order that you may be thankful that Allah has granted you a whole month of benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us from the month of Ramadan. May He make us from those who are thankful that He has made easy for us. Imagine for a moment if the sick person had to fast, what would happen? Allahu Akbar. Imagine if you were on journey and you had to fast. A breastfeeding female had to fast. Imagine if that was the case, what would have happened? Allah says, so be thankful to me. I made things easy for you. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about how easy He has made even when it comes to wudu. A person who is unable to make wudu because they cannot use water for some reason, for some health reason, or a person who does not have water at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and obviously there are conditions regarding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've made it easy for you. You don't have to do it that way. I will show you another way. It is called tayammum. You can use dust or sand. And you can actually arrive at the same level of cleansing and the same level of cleanliness as the one who has made wudu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in those verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah, He says,
مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Allah says He does not intend to make things difficult for you. Here He has shown you ease of how to do tayammum if you don't have water to do wudu, or even to do the ghusl, to take a bath. If you don't have the water, there is another way of arriving at that level of purity in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I have done this so that you can be thankful that Allah has shown us a way out. Subhanallah. Imagine If a person was regarded as unclean and impure when they didn't have water and there was no way out, what would happen to us? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to realize the gift of His when it comes to salah. Salah, there is no excuse when it comes to salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through the Mubarak lips of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you cannot read standing, you read sitting. If you cannot read sitting, you read lying down. Subhanallah. Look at that. Look at the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the ease. Let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having made this deen so easy for us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding the creation of man in Surah Al-A'raf. He says,
وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
We have actually given you a place on this earth. We have given you authority on this earth. And we have actually given for you sustenance. We have provided for you on this earth. But very few are thankful, Allah says. Allah says, we put you into this earth. We gave you authority. We gave you a position. We gave you provisions. We gave you wealth and sustenance. But Allah says, very few are thankful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are thankful, inshallah. And another surah, in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
Allah says, I was the one who removed you from the wombs of your mothers and you didn't know anything at all when you were removed from the wombs of your mothers. Allah says, you knew nothing. We are the ones who gave you the ears, we gave you the sight, we gave you the heart, we gave you all these organs in order that you may be thankful. Subhanallah. Let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have all these organs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Let's not become oblivious of the fact that they are actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what He says in Surah Al-Sajdah regarding the hearing and the sight. Allah says,
ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ.
It is Allah who has made man and then blown the ruh or the soul into man.
وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
We gave you your sight, we gave you your hearing, we gave you your hearts, but very few are thankful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from those who are ungrateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to consider the organs He's given us and to thank Allah for that. Imagine the fingers we have. If you remove one thumb, you will suffer so badly. May Allah protect us all. It will be so difficult to lift anything up. You need the five fingers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. And the thumb, as small as it is one of the most important fingers that we have. Imagine without a thumb, how would you lift a cup? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. We cannot do without any one of these fingers. Yes, if one of them is gone, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompense such a person and grant them all forms of sabr, inshallah, which will be our topic for tomorrow, inshallah. But at the same time, today we are speaking of the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What He has given you, be thankful. If you have one eye, thank Allah for that, because others don't even have one. If you have one leg, thank Allah for that, because others don't even have one. Allahu Akbar. We need to be very, very conscious of what Allah has given us, because we will see a little bit later what happens to those who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Mu'minun, in many places He reminds us of our organs. He says,
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةِ.
It is Allah who has given you your eyesight, your hearing, your hearts, your body organs in order that you may be thankful. Let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us thereafter regarding the gift of the day and the night. And the fact that Allah has created it, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us day and night. As we are speaking here, there are certain Muslims in Europe who are fasting for a very long, prolonged period, surely for about 14 to 18 hours of the day, because the sun there rises very early and sets very late at this moment of the year. Subhanallah. Shouldn't we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this part of the world that amazingly our days and nights are more or less equal throughout the year? Subhanallah. We have an hour, 2 hours difference. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be grateful to Him. I'm not saying those in Europe should not be grateful. At least they have a day and a night. There are positives and negatives for everything. When your day is long, sometimes you can achieve much more. And when your nights are long, also sometimes you can achieve much more in terms of the ibadah and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Furqan, remember everything I am mentioning here, it is connected to gratitude and thankfulness to Allah. And within the same verse or before it or after it, Allah speaks of gratefulness, gratitude, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the gifts He has bestowed upon us. He says in Surah Al-Furqan,
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا.
If anyone wants to be reminded, anyone wants to be from amongst those who remembers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, it is He who has created the night and the day following one another. They follow and rotate. Imagine if the day came, then suddenly the night was on strike and the day had to come again. Allahu Akbar. Or there was a gap. One wonders how that gap would be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Just as well, none of the other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go on strike. Because had they been on strike, one wonders what would have happened and how we would have actually managed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The post office goes on strike, we suffer. Subhanallah. Other people go on strike, we suffer. We go on strike, we suffer. But we don't realize that it's Allah's gift upon us. That inshallah we have been given so many gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just continue ticking and clicking. They never ask for increase in salary. They never ask for anything, subhanallah. The day and the night, all Allah wants from us is gratitude. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are grateful for granting us the day and the night. For granting us the day and the night that moves one after the other. Allah says, for those who want to be thankful, that is a sign for them. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Qasas, وَمِن رَحْمَتِهِ, from the mercy of Allah. He says, it is from the mercy of Allah.
جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ.
It is the mercy of Allah, and it is in order that you may be thankful that He has created the night in which you can sleep and the day in which you can go out and work. That is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why in Islam we need to realize it is the duty of a Muslim to sleep at night and to work during the day as best as they can. Also, we use a portion of the night to engage in acts of worship that will be pleasing the Creator. But if we are doing nothing meaningful after Salatul Isha, we should find ourselves in bed. Because the night has been created to rest. Those who want to stay awake at night without doing anything meaningful, that is the time the devil comes out. Let me inform you very openly that 99% of the sins are committed at night. So if you would like to achieve any form of goodness, find yourself indoors immediately after Salatul Isha. And inshallah, you will be protected from the nightclubs. I don't know of any club that is called a day club. Allahu Akbar. Because at night is when the sins happen. The adultery happens. The drugs happen. And all forms of different crimes happen at night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So that is why it is a gift of Allah. Realize that it is there in order to rest as much as we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us increase. A person who goes early to bed definitely quenches their thirst of sleep than a person who goes late to bed. So to go early to bed and to get up early is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his practice and he asks us to follow that path. Because that is the person who will definitely get up and breathe the morning oxygen that is so beneficial for you. Amazingly, we don't understand and realize that Allah wants us to get up very early before everybody else to pray so that we can benefit from the oxygen that is there uncontaminated through the night, specially kept for the Muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us benefit. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the cattle in Surah Yasin. Allah says, do you know the cattle? We take it for granted. But that cow that we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is so much benefit in it for you. You will benefit from its skin, from its meat, from the milk therefrom. You will benefit in so many different ways. Do you know that the cow is so much full of wealth for the one who owns it? The person will earn from the offals, he will earn from the trotters, he will earn from the horns, he will earn from everything, from the meat. And the most money that he will ever get is from the skin, if only he knows what to do with it. Allahu Akbar. We take it for granted. But ask those who know what wet blue is, they will tell you, subhanallah, we would like to see this skin, and we want you, when you cut it nicely, don't make a hole in the center, because it needs to be taken to Italy and back so that people can say it's Italian leather. Yet it was from South Africa. All we did is we took it by ship there. As it docked, it came back with new papers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We don't want to fall into the deception of the world, though we might know what is going on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yasin,
وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبَ أَفَلَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
Are you not going to be thankful? We've given you so much benefit in the cattle and so much to drink from it, subhanallah. This milk, have you ever thought for a moment that almost everyone on the globe drinks milk? Where does it come from? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Imagine how many cows Allah has in order to create milk for every single human being. And yet we sit and we think, okay, I went and I bought the milk from the shop. Go and see how much milk is being consumed in your own locality. You will get a shock. We'll probably fill hundreds of thousands of liters a day. Allahu Akbar. And where are all those cows? Allah says, are you not thankful? Do you forget that this drink is so pure? It is milk, it is white, it is pure, it is uncontaminated, it is so beneficial. From it you have your ice creams that I am adding, subhanallah. From it you have your chocolate, from it you have your milkshakes, and from it you have so many different things. Allah says, be grateful, come on. Afala tashkurun, afala yashkurun. Allah says, are they not going to be grateful for what we've given them? And still you find man disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is only the cattle that we spoke about. It is such a gift. If you were to think about it, it would consume one entire year of yours. Subhanallah. If you had to do a study, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Hello and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join me for a visit with leaders of personal development and cultural evolution. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. Today we're going to be talking about dreams. Our dreams are